Despite the White House's efforts to block his testimony, a federal judge ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to comply with a subpoena to answer questions before Congress. McGahn was a star witness in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Meanwhile, the Justice Department says it will appeal the judge's order, keying up a precedent-setting case at the Supreme Court with implications for other witnesses in the impeachment inquiry. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she respects the results of local elections in which pro-democracy forces scored a sweeping victory and said she would reflect on them seriously. Now, Lam issued a statement Monday saying the government would listen humbly, but she also says it's time for the protest to end.
After these 5 or 6 months, Hong Kong people have realized very clearly that Hong Kong could no longer tolerate this chaotic situation. Everybody wants to go back to their normal life.
The vote will not significantly change the balance of power in Hong Kong's quasi-democratic political system. District council members have no power to pass legislation. Top Chinese and U.S. trade negotiators speak by phone. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
There are signs that China and the United States may be prepared to move forward with negotiations to end their trade dispute. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says Vice Premier Liu He and other senior officials spoke by phone Tuesday Beijing time with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and agreed to maintain communication. On Monday, Wall Street set new record highs after Beijing announced new guidelines for protection of patents and copyrights. Theft of intellectual property has been a key issue in the trade war between China and the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. A new leak of classified Chinese government documents has revealed how authorities are using a massive